Have you ever had a lucid dream? It's where you wake up in the middle of the dream, although you're still asleep, and you say, "Hey, this is a dream." It's that moment when you become conscious of being in the dream and realize that you can maybe even add to it. You can orchestrate it. Bring on the circus. Bring on the elephants. You know, I would like a garden filled with flowers to appear. And you are consciously delighted and surprised when they do. The creative parts of your mind are eager and willing to perform. Well, friends, the universe and reality itself is something like that. How would you become lucid and fully awake in your everyday life? For one thing, every time you enter into negative expectations, you are feeding chicken soup to your own pathology. Bad dream. When this happens, you must stop and say, "Hey there, I'm in the wrong dream. Why am I continuing to dream up this nonsense? It's boring me and it's boring God. I've got quantum powers. I can wake up now. I can rewire, reimagine, and recreate a different order of reality, a quantum level of mindfulness." You see, friends, when you really realize this at any moment, consciously, now, you can rewire, reimagine, and recreate something wonderful, beautiful, full of grace and power. So you keep on doing this, stopping the negative and consciously recreating the thought or observation with a creative new one. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be absolutely positive. It has to be creative, imaginative, interesting concerning the idea or the project that you're involved in. Well, you do this with growing vividness until what you're inputting is the grand creative alternative. Joel, a lawyer, warned me in no uncertain terms, "Don't give me that baloney about thinking positive thoughts. They're dull and tedious. I'm a man of action. I need something exciting to turn my mind around." "Okay," I responded. "So, Joel, tell me something exciting and inspiring that you would like to accomplish in the next year or so." "Oh, that's easy," he replied. "I want to learn how to pilot a small plane, you know, like the old Piper Cub or the Piper Archer, and maybe fly all over the West Coast." "So why are you not doing that, Joel?" "Well, you know, I don't have any time, but with my law practice, I've got this back problem. I'm actually sort of scared that I won't be able to learn all the technical stuff since I've been out of school for so long. But what if I lose consciousness and crash? What if I fly too low and hit a mountain? Or I might get to like it too much and my girlfriend will leave me." I started to laugh. He looked at me and then he began to laugh too. "What an idiot I am, pouring out the negatives like syrup on a pancake." "So give me another story," I asked. Tell me about the thrill of flying." Well, he thought for a moment, his eyes looking upward, and then he said, "You know, I've always loved the words of the great pilot and poet Saint-Exupéry. I fly because it releases my mind from the tyranny of petty things." He went on, "You know, I see myself up there alone in my little plane, just me in the sky and the earth below, a place of perfect peace and utter excitement." Well, he went on and on, a poet in spite of himself, a truly happy man. What happened to him is that as he took up flying, and even more, it seemed that the negatives left his vocabulary for the most part and were replaced by stories, wonders, ideas, and gratitude. This was inner hygiene at its best. This was the soul of man touching the inner sky of pure consciousness. Oh, friends, may you be inspired to do likewise. May you be inspired to reclaim the inventiveness, the sheer, plucky, wild, and holy inventions of your mind and yearning, and keep them coming even when, especially when the negatives try to interfere. Start high. Go higher. We are the instruments through which the quantum field or the God essence is incarnating and becoming consciously aware of itself. The universe is dreaming itself awake out of pure potential, and it is dreaming itself awake through us. Being like a dream, If this is how we see it, then this will pretty much be how the waking dream of ours will manifest. As viewed, so it appears. We come to remember our deeper and truer identity as a creative, multidimensional, visionary artist and dreamer whose canvas is the universe itself. Let me offer you a simple quantum practice that demonstrates this. You have already experienced the effects of working with time differently, expanding time, recreating events in the past and future. Let us now apply this capacity to bringing a different mindset to past events. Let us take a time, not long ago, when you were feeling moody or out of sorts with yourself. You may note that this mood was affecting other things and people in your life. Now, I want you to enter in your mind and imagination into a re-dreaming of that time and mood, where you bring a different emotion or mood into the occasion, even a sense of the comic, even a sense of joy. This, by the way, is a very big teaching. The universe enjoys joy. Add details to the experience, even if you did not note them at the time. A bird comes to the window and pecks, looking at you expectantly. A favorite song of yours comes on in the background. The phone rings, and the caller brings an exciting or loving message to you. Suddenly, you find you are re-dreaming the situation. Keep it up. Keep at it until the mood that you experience as a downer in the past shifts. Now, you might complain, Gene, that was not the way it happened. Yes, but that is the way that it is happening now. You and the universe are re-dreaming it up. Another scenario has been placed in the quantum field or the mind of the universe. And since the universe enjoys joy and has a love of the comic as well, the two of you, that is you and the universe, have created another memory, another feeling, a new and improved reality into the structure of time and consciousness. Remember, too, that consciousness, that's consciousness all in caps, consciousness is the basic reality of the universal mind. And that your consciousness is a precious shoot, a green tendril of this enormous underlying consciousness. The universe is holding its breath, waiting for you to take your higher and more conscious place in it. So, now having done this, let us get into the art and science of present and future manifestations in this dreaming up of the universe of ours. The first has to do with how we can turn possibilities into probabilities. There is a common dictum that states categorically that a certain well-known substance happens. Why do things happen? Now, I'm not speaking here of the out-of-the-way surprises that occasionally and randomly rain on us. I'm speaking of the ways in which certain probabilities seem to follow us throughout our lives. They are called, in physics, probability waves or probability curves. You see, for any event, there are many possible possibilities. The emphasis given to a particular possibility wave increases the likelihood of it becoming a probability wave, and that probability, which you intend, which you desire, starts happening in space and time. If you learn to orchestrate your consciousness in a certain way, practice a kind of yoga of the mind, or the kind of practices we are offering of working with the quantum field, then you will find that you can change possibilities, alter outcomes, and even enable outcomes to flow as new and thickened possibility waves that lead to the intended probability wave. By holding on to the selected possibility, you are propagating a wave that moves and vibrates and undulates through space, and it would also seem through time, that is, time in which past, present, and future exist simultaneously. According to some of the most recent work in the new physics, this wave of possibility enters time, past, present, and future. Time, as I keep saying, is not a one-way river, according to quantum principles. Rather, the past, present, and future are simultaneous. Maybe not for you in this course, but for almost anyone else, this fact blows their mind, for we are so conditioned to believe in time's arrow. Well, let me give you a way of moving beyond your conditioned response to time being a sequence of events from the past to the present towards the future, so that you can look at and feel and even begin to accept the simultaneity of time. On a sheet of paper, right at the top, NOW, in big capital letters with an exclamation point, NOW. Then underneath, write a line that indicates past, present, and future. You can even draw arrows from the now to the past, present, and future, indicating the simultaneous existence of these. By the way, if you want to add extra power and pizzazz, then while you look at your drawing of the simultaneity of time, speak very rapidly. Past, present, future, 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 and so on. Do this for at least a minute until it all runs together and you have the sense that you are using a quantum power to shift into a new understanding of how time present, time past, time future are part of the eternal now. Are you fooling your brain and its old belief in sequential time? Yes, indeed. And doing these kinds of mind games is a way that we disinhibit ourselves from old ways of thinking and knowing, and in our case, amplify our abilities in using quantum powers.